Jesus is such a clear word from heaven, from God. God is heaven. He's heaven. And in the face of Jesus, we see a manifestation of who God is. You cannot see God. No one at any time has seen God. But Jesus has been filled with the full deity of God in flesh, as a man, as a manifestation for all to see the glory of God in the face of Jesus. Jesus cannot be separated from us knowing and experiencing God, because he is the very word communicated in flesh, visible before all the world to see who this invisible God is. As you commune with Jesus, with who he is, with what he's revealed about God, you are experiencing the presence of the Father. Jesus is worthy. He's so worthy. He perfectly displayed the Father. When his disciples asked, "Show us the Father," he looked at them and said, "Haven't I been with you this whole time? Haven't I shown you the Father? I am in him and he is in me. If you see me, you see the Father. If you see Jesus, you see God. You see him. He clearly displayed God in the flesh. No one else has made such outrageous claims, had such outrageous displays of heavenly manifestations than Jesus. And as you see Jesus, see yourself in him. He has qualified you to be in the presence of God. He has made known to you the presence of God. You can worship Jesus. You can worship him. Oh, with that love that you have for God. Because it's not separate. It's not separate. Jesus is not separate from God. He is God in the flesh, the Word of heaven. God is so good. He knows what we need. He knows that we needed Jesus. He knows that we needed Jesus to suffer and die and be raised from the dead as a visible sign, as a deep revealing that this love knows no limit, that it will be crucified for the sake of displaying how deep is the love of God for mankind, that he would stretch out his arms and sacrifice his own flesh, his own body, as what we needed to see how great this love is for mankind, and raise him from the dead to say, "I am the love of God displayed in the flesh for all man. Look and know that you are loved, you are saved, you are forgiven for any wrong that you've stood against me with. and your understanding. And come and fellowship with me, the one who loves you, the one who would not even, he would lay down his life for his friends. Sure, Jesus is who he says he is. And we love you, Jesus. We love you. Thank you for perfectly declaring the Father so that we can have a revelation and enter into fellowship with you. And anyone that hears this, let them be drawn in again to the beauty of Jesus, to the beauty of your word, Father, sent down from heaven in the flesh.